Welcome to the Dream Life is Real Life podcast. I'm your host, Hannah Hermanson. I know it might seem cheesy or cliche, but if you've got a sleeping giant inside of you, or you just feel like you're made for more, then there's no coincidence you landed here on the Dream Life is Real Life podcast. Listen, as a girl from small town Wisconsin who decided to go all in to her dream life vision, I know how crazy it can feel to chase after wild ideas. Since leaving my 9-to-5 job in academics back in 2015 to becoming a yoga teacher, a life coach, and now a digital nomad currently living in Merida, Mexico with my husband and Labradoodle, I know that all the cheesy cliches are true. I've watched a lot of my dream life become my real life right in front of my eyes. Oh, and I've learned a whole lot about sales, business, and marketing along the way, and I want to share all of that with you. So here, you can consider me your friend and mentor. As a certified business coach, success trainer, international speaker, author, and copywriter, I've helped hundreds of coaches and entrepreneurs build, scale, and enjoy their online businesses. So here on the show, you'll find the real people, concrete tactics, and weekly motivation and inspiration to make your dream life your real life. I'm going to let you into the nooks and crannies of these dream lives and dream businesses and offer lots of real talk along the way. Because to be a true leader in whatever you're endeavoring in your life and to create a legacy that you're proud of, you need a tribe lifting you up with you on the journey. And I've made it my mission to be that partner with you. Because after all, we are all in this together. By the way, if you'd like some help improving your business and life, then we just might be able to help. Head on over to dreamlifeisreallife.com to learn more about what we do and how I might be able to personally support you and just continue this conversation in making your dream life your real life. All right, let's get to it. All right. Welcome back. Today, we have the pleasure of hanging out with Dr. Casey, who is an intuitive, thought-provoking leader licensed as a mediator, as well as a life and sex coach with over 7 disciplines. And she earned a bachelor's in applied management and psychology before being honored with a doctorate degree for her work and book, Introducing a New Era of Psychology, Spiritual Human Behavior. Ooh. I was a psych major. I wish I had known. I'm already this is going to be juicy, Dr. Casey. She's been working as a life coach for over a decade. She's an author of 16 and several other books and workbooks that she's got available for purchase. But her favorite accomplishment is being a mom and community leader, taking pride in growing and shifting the world into healing and wholeness with love. She's reached over, 500,000 views on the Speaking Freedom TV with 11 seasons and counting. And today she's here with us. Thanks for being here. Wow.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. And as I was sharing a little bit before we hit record, I think that you've got, so you're like living the dream life that so many of us as thought leaders or spiritual types have. And I'd love to hear a little bit about how you were able to take a pretty woo-woo discipline. I know there's lots of like science in what you do with, you know, spirituality, psychology, love, and humanness. But there's not exactly like a business model about that. So talk to us a little bit about how you figured out how to bring your gifts and your passions into such a prosperous business.
Starting off, I want to say first, you say I'm living the dream life, but I want to first kind of get rid of that thought process because everybody's dream life is different. For some people will dream to make millions. Some people will dream to impact a lot of people. Some people will find themselves right along the middle. So this is my dream. And it consisted of really me. I got a divorce in 2012 and it started the self-discovery realm of what I would do next. Because after divorce, most people are devastated, even as the person initiating the divorce, because it's like, okay, your life is wrapped around this dynamic that you plan for. And when things don't go that way, it kind of jolts you somewhere else. So I was depressed for a while and I started coming up with theories. And that was the starting point. Now, 2006, I did my first book, It's My Time. And when I did this, it was a story about an autobiography about growing up, going into the army, and then coming into faith and religion at the time. Now, I'm not as religious as I used to be, but I still have that foundation for God. So in that just trying time, it made me want to know or pray, what can I do to serve people and how will God sustain me in that? And that took me into creating the theory. So I used to be on the phone and I used to be talking to my friends, and I'd be like, okay, so I got this theory and it's ideal. And every time I noticed this pattern of behavior, these are the things that are underlying. So it started with that. And that's how I started with the audiobooks. I wanted to really do something sustainable, but I think I have ADD because I cannot sit here and just type a book like I did in 2005 or six when I set 3 months and typed my first book. So I wanted to do a voice recording. And so I got the equipment because I was thinking I'm going to do narration and get paid to narrate other people's book. But when I got the equipment, I was like, that doesn't make sense. I have my own work that I need to work on. So it went from trying to speak for other people's stories to saying, no, I'm going to not do that. And I'm just going to work on my own. So it really started from just an ideal of self-healing that I knew would help other people. And that really just gravitated into what is now spiritual human behavior.
Wow. It's always amazing to hear people's life experience and how it has led them to the seemingly random, you know, like how did we just pull that out of thin air? Well, we don't, right? We have the lived experience. And I really appreciate the like bigger picture conversation that you're bringing up around other, each of us having our own individual idea of what our dream life is. Mm-hmm. And I also think that we all, again, based on this personal experience, like we all find our own individual way of how to make it real, of how to get there. And with that, there are universal truths, or there are some guiding principles that you've probably learned along the way that have helped you stay on this path of following your desires, fulfilling the visions you had for yourself and your family. And so if you were to look back at, you know, yourself, Dr. Casey, 10 years ago, that 2012, knowing what you know now, like what are a few things that you would say to her, that 10 years ago version of yourself? Like what, maybe it's not what you wish you had known, but maybe it's just like, what would be helpful to hear if you're back at those beginning stages?
In the beginning of this, my hardest thing was not feeling value within myself. As a new mom at the time, as I was buying a home, getting a divorce and all of those things. So it would be, I would have told myself to see myself for who I truly am and don't let the things that people have told me about myself overrule what God has shown me and what I really know about me. Because sometimes as entrepreneurs, especially when we're doing something outside of the box and outside of the spectrum, it's discouraging. You see people, they are a lot of times, a lot of scammers are out here and they get a course. And as soon as they finish the course, they're selling the same information. And it seems like a quick turnaround for a lot of people, but a lot of times it doesn't last and it comes with a lot of strife and turmoil and all those other things. So being able to stay focused is really what got me here. But it took me a couple of years to realize what my focus needed to be and how to hone in on it. So instead of obsessing mm-hmm. about things that didn't matter, I started obsessing and reading more about things that I was interested in. So instead of just being on Instagram or just being on Twitter, it was like, okay, well, what information can I provide to further other people in their lives? So anytime I would research something, I would share the information. So a lot of what I have going on now started from me sharing information on Instagram from I used to why the planet is the way it is, where's the why is the land how it is, even from gender and how we become women or men from the womb, like, you know, because we're all genderless initially. And then our reproductive organs kind of, you know, do what they're designed to do. And that's what makes us who we are. But instead of the mindset of the struggle that people have on why things are, if you provide the information plain as day, unrefutably, then it's no more of how is things the way they are. I can show you why they are the way they are, and then I can help you to understand how it applies to your life. So that has been really the foundation of everything that I've built and everything that I plan to build in the future. The whole process of what I do is based in love. So I try to make sure that I'm encouraging people. I try to be sure that I am embracing people and loving on people. But a lot of people don't realize that being a positive person, pushing love, does not mean that you're going to be jelly back. It's not mean that you're going to let people get over on you or manipulate you. So it's a lot of love, but it's a lot of also correction and discipline. And no, I'm going to draw a boundary right here. And this is a boundary that can't be crossed. And establishing those boundaries really help any entrepreneur, because people are always going to want a deal. They're always going to want, you know, to see if they can get a, hey, can I ask you a quick question, or can you give me some quick advice? And it takes a long time to get to the point to where you're like, sorry, you got to pay for that. But it comes. And as personally as I, because I started after I got my bachelor's, but within the last 3 or 4 years, I've gotten the certificates to back up what I've already been doing. So the more certificates you get, and the more you have to pay to get it, then it's like, okay, somebody's got to pay, because I've paid now. This is not just sweat and tears. This is financially strenuous sometimes. So as a veteran, though, with PTSD, focus is important, because it's easy to get distracted. It's easy to get anxious. It's easy to, you know, forget it. I'm just going to leave it alone. But when you really feel it in your soul, like, I feel like this is my purpose, is to help people grow, then it, the anxiety and all of the distractions become a little less loud, because now you, what's inside of you is louder than everything on the outside.
Yeah. So many golden gems in there that I think a lot of people can take and feel some like reassurance in. And one of the things that you mentioned about at the beginning, just sharing what you were learning, posting on Instagram, like my marketing brain was like, yes, 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 I want to know more about that, because I was the same way. I had no idea what I was doing when I started 7 years ago. I was just like posting inspirational quotes and breathing techniques and yoga and just like anything I was learning, I just like had to give away. And it ended up working out for me even before I like knew the strategy. So I'm curious what you've seen in now 10 years of continuing to show up, share, educate, and empower, and getting a lot of eyeballs on what you share. What are some of the things that you've learned really work well to grow and empower an audience?
Everything has changed in the last 10 years, even in the last 5 years. 5 years ago, Instagram, you could post anything and everybody that was following you would see it. So what I've done now, well, now I'm doing a lot more interviews. I post some, but not as much, because back then I used to write a lot. So I was writing a lot of rhymes. I was tagging people. I know a lot of celebrities. So that kind of sparked the interest. But at that time, I used to tell people I was so scared to become famous, because when you become famous, you automatically have all of these eyes watching, all of this judgment, and your privacy seems to be gone. So I used to tell people, don't follow me. Just, you know, make a post that relates to my post. And then if I'm following you, then I'll see your post. So that helped as far as like being an insider in the industry. But like now, I recently was in the City Girls and Usher video for Good Love. It's a new song. So I am trying to do more things where I'm visible so that people can see me, because in order to really be successful, it may seem like you can be hidden, but you really have to be visible, especially if a person has to trust you in order to glean to you or buy from you or do what it is that you're trying to help them to do. So because
yes, I just like you're like there's like a mic drop before you have another mic drop here that I want to highlight, because I see this and I feel this, and you just put it so beautifully that what you post is like nice. I think of it now as like a business card. Like you need to have something out there that people can see and they might share or pass it around. But like an Instagram post is not going to enroll for you. It's what you're talking about, Dr. Casey, and like being in the right rooms, the right music videos. Holy cow, that's so cool. And networking, because at the end of the day, relationships are what fuel every single business. And imagine a world where it didn't matter as much as like what you put on your stories, but what stories you told that were remarkable and had other people sharing your story. Like, it sounds old school, but you're embodying it. We see it like in real life happening right now. That
and Instagram has made it so easy to network without having to be in connection directly, like personal, physical connection, because I can, there are people that I know only from Instagram support me more than people that I know in physical real life. So like, and it's confusing at first, because you can blow up and not realize that you're blowing up on Instagram, and it will take you by storm. So I try to coach a lot of people into how to take on success. So everything that I do, I consider it ministry. I consider it, this is what I'm purposed to do to help other souls, because my goal is to, if I come in contact with you, is to help you grow into who I can. I'm intuitive. So when I meet somebody, if something is in them, I can feel it. It's like, it's almost like the other day I was thinking, people post a lot of videos of people hurting themselves, and it's like, ha ha ha, funny. But when I see somebody fall awkwardly or hurt themselves, I feel the pain. Like if you hurt your neck and you land on your neck, I feel like my neck is hurting too. So it is different when you are trying to help people understand what you feel their energy giving you. But when they receive it, if they're able to receive it and really take heed to what you're saying, and they are, there are some things that are in you that you know you can do, but you might not have the encouragement to be able to move forward. And until somebody else sees that in you and tell you and call it out, basically, you might be stagnant. So when I see you, and if I say, hey, whatever God is telling you to do, and I give you a description of some things, then that's the encouragement sometimes that people need in order to move forward, to say, okay, well, some stranger on Instagram just told me something and recognized something in me that somebody else that's close to me might not see because of comfortability. So it's very intriguing to be able to see things in people beforehand, and then for them to grow into and flourish. Kind of like I was describing beforehand about my office. Like I saw the vision of what I wanted it to be. And then as time progressed and it began to manifest, I began to do the work so that it became a reality. A lot of people use the word manifest, but manifesting is not just, I'm gonna pray, I'm gonna sit here and it's gonna happen. Manifesting is following through, doing the work. And actually, because I remember when I first got the Army, I got $20,000. I had a car that I had probably owed about $12,000 on it. And I had prayed that God pay the car, like, come on, pray the car off. And instead of using the money to actually pay my car off, I was doing other things with it. So when a car got repossessed, I couldn't complain because I had the money. I didn't do what I was supposed to. But that was the manifestation of what I asked for, regardless of how it came. It wasn't nothing illegal, of course. But you know, a lot of people think that manifesting and coming into what you're called to do is just, it just happens overnight or it just comes out of the sky. But it's a lot of follow through that takes place. If you see the vision, you understand the vision, then when it's time for it to unfold, you have to do what you know you're supposed to do in order for it to really manifest and be a reality.
Yeah, it's like we're always waiting for a signier sign. Like the universe is like, not this way, not this way. And you're like, I think it's, and then someone tells you, or you like see a post on Instagram, or okay. And then you finally like accept the sign, you receive it. And then that powerful step of doing the next right thing to receive it, to allow it, to like hold it, because I think a lot of us, and maybe you can relate to this, but I'll get to some point where it's like, trying to think of a specific example, but okay. A silly one is I had a ring light that kept breaking and like, it was just so annoying. I'd be on these things and it would go black. And I was like waiting for a signier sign that it was time to like, let go of this ring light. And then our neighbor asked to borrow it. And he's like really great at tech. And I was like, yes, like get this out of our house. Like that is the sign. And then I waited 3 weeks to buy a new one. You know, it's like, I didn't do like the right next thing to like complete that.
Just to hurry up and get it over.
Yeah. And so I think that's so real. And I think we can all see these places where we kind of have that like upper limit, or we hold ourselves back because maybe we're afraid of how good it could get, or maybe we're afraid of it might be uncomfortable, or maybe I have to take another trip to Walmart that I really don't want to get this ring light, right? It's like that comfort zone thing. Yeah,
and we find excuses where our comfort zone exists because it's easy to stay there. It's easy to stay small. And for many people, no matter how small you try to stay, you're not going to be able to stay small. Well, if it's something that's in you that's great, smallness is not going to be in your vocabulary. You will literally have to hide from your greatness to not achieve some type of goodness.
Yes. Yes. And we do it all the time. We find so many ways to hide and stay where we are and not be seen. Yeah. So
it's easy to do that.
so much easier. So you've continued to find like that why and that passion and that purpose within yourself to keep you going. I mean, having a business for 10 years is very uncommon because so it is so easy and comfortable to just play small and go back to old patterns. So if you could give listeners like one final, like, this is what I want you to hear or do today to stay on your path, what would you love to share with them?
Do the thing that you're avoiding to do. It's something right now that you're avoiding to do right now. Like, I got some books I need to be in there recording. I need to do those right now. But I also have like, you know, when it comes to being great, sometimes you hire people, sometimes you don't. But when you're doing the things on your own and you're not hiring help, you have to learn to manage and balance not only your books, but also yourself. So you got to give time to rest, because if you're overworked or burnt out, you will not give your best performance, whether you're talking to a person or whether you are completing an art project or doing something within your business. So rest and work. Take time to think about what it is that you're trying to accomplish so that you set attainable goals along the way. There is no one system, no one way to do anything, because everything that works for me, it might not work for you. I've reached over 500,000 views on Vimeo by just simply making sure that I post every day around the same time and making sure that I'm consistent. But somebody else might post and it might not work as well. They might not have the same content. They might not. So don't compare yourself either, because comparison will have you thinking that you're doing something wrong when you're trying to imitate somebody else's greatness, when you have to figure out how to use the information that you're getting from outside of yourself and figure out how to apply it to me, because the way you did this might not be good for what I have going on or where I'm trying to go. So it's really customizing your experience as an entrepreneur. There are a lot of tools, there's a lot of tips, but you have to customize it for your own business.
Well, and that permission to trust yourself that you know what you need to do next. I literally posted on Instagram, ironically enough, today, like that thing you've been putting off for 4 months will probably take you 3 minutes to do. And it's like, we pretend, I don't know what to do, or I've got to chase this shiny object, or maybe what she's doing. But like, you know, friends, you know what you need to do for you. And I love this advice and clear direction from Dr. Casey to do the thing you've been avoiding today. In the next
one thing, I'm sure you got probably 5 things that you need to do. Do one thing. It may be the hardest or it may be the easiest. Sometimes it's better to do the easiest because now you're knocking them out easy. But sometimes it's even good to do the hardest thing because it's going to take so much work to get it done. So that when you get finished with that, doing the easy stuff, feel like it's a breeze and it makes it better on you and your confidence building. As trusting yourself as an entrepreneur, but also as a leader and a representation of whatever it is that you're deciding to build.
Amazing. And if people are resonating with you, they want more Dr. Casey, they want to continue learning from you, where can folks continue this conversation and get connected?
I have several websites. I have speakingfreedomtv.org, speakingfreedom.org, and edu-freedom.org. /shop if you want to buy some of my books and course material. My goal overall is just to provide information to help people grow, because the more we grow as a society together, the better we become as a society together. And the objective is love and unity, despite race, religion, or any gender issues. The goal is growth. Now, if you want to follow me on Instagram, it's also Speaking Freedom. I try to keep it easy and simple because that's the best way to do it.
Amazing. Thank you so much for your just pure wisdom and energy here today, Dr. Casey. We'll make sure that we get links. And for listeners, we're wrapping up here today, but next week I'll be back with another inspiring guest that will help you make your dream life and business your real life.
Thank you.
And don't forget to hop on over to dreamlifeisreallife.com/show for specific goodies that we talked about today and access to continue the conversation with these guests as well as myself. I cannot wait to see what you create. Until next time.